It's only if it didn't grow the size of a zeris yet. It didn't grow, the leaves didn't grow the size of a zeris, which is a span between your thumb and your first finger. Then we say, Yeshlem eres the botzel. Then there is still some poison inside the botzel. That's why it's not healthy and it's no good to eat. Avol aptzel zirta. But if the leaves already grew a little big, the size of a zirta, then we say, leslom bo. Then there's nothing wrong with eating these onions, and mustama maybe who then, and you could use it for an erev also. And amarav popo lo yamor nelo de lo ishti shichru. That we say that these leaves may kill you, have poison in it, it's only if you didn't drink beer. But if you drink beer after it, Christ says the beer takes away the poison of the onions, and it's okay, then it won't harm you. Tana Rabbanan, lo yochal adam botzol mipnei nochesh shaboy. A person should not eat onions because of the nochesh, the snake. Well, here it means the poison of the snake that's inside it. And the Chur, like we're saying, it means the leaves. You should not eat the leaves of the onions because they can have poisonous in it. So tomorrow, Maisa, there was a Maisa of Rabbi Chanina. He ate a half of a botzel, half of an onion, and half of the nochesh shaboy, like a mushel, half of the poison that was in it also. And he got very sick. No, not a lomas. His mama shechelu mesukin. But Chachamim and his friends will misfollow for him, that Rabbi Chanina should get better. And he got better. Because they davened very good, because the door needed him. It wasn't his man yet, they needed him. So they emailed him, Shemayim, they had Rachmanis on him, and he still lived. So the Mashor's Mazbi here, even though a lot of times in Gemara brings down Maisim, that the Chum will mispalo for somebody to get better, and they don't end off with the reason Shashot Srichaloi. So how come here they had to say that? So Mashor says, because this Rabbi Chanina here is a Chanina ben Doisa, that all over he used to be mispalo for other people, and he used to make other people well. So who the Kasher is of his Zoy, why did he need other people to daven for him? Why couldn't he daven for himself? So the Torah says that's the Pshat, that people don't like to daven for themselves. You're better off if other people daven for you. Al the klal ain chovish matiratzum mebeis asurim. So therefore, the Mara says the Tam, since he had to be healed up, he didn't want to be samach on his own tefillah. He went right away and asked better that other people should daven for him, because that's more of a fazichakai. That's more for sure. You get healed up by other people davening for you rather than davening for yourself. The reason why he wasn't samach on his own tefillah, because Hashot Tzrichaloi, he had to get well, people needed him. So he did the best he could, he asked other people to daven for him. Now Bechlal, about this Maisa that Rabbi Meir told the person to stay in his Dal Damas and have no heter to walk out, Tosfos on Omer Aleph, where Shivu asked a few kashes, and if it says a few yesodis about exactly when is it also for you to walk chutz from your Tchum on Shabbos. We'll see more about this later on in the next parak. Those are the halachas barichas about if you walk out of the tchum on Shabbos, when do we cancel you that you can't walk dal damas, and when do we say no, if you went out b'yonis, or other cases, you have a right to walk more than dal damas. This we'll see later on in the next parak. Zot gemara vayta. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Omer Shmuel, Sheichar Ma'arvin Boy. You're allowed to use beer to make an erev with. It's drinkable, it's a good drink, you can use it for an erev tchumim. If beer falls into the mikvah when you are first making the mikvah, when you don't have yet arboyim saw, that's a kosher mikvah, then there's a psul of mayim shuvim. If mayim shuvim fall into the mikvah before you have arboyim saw, if only three lugim of mayim shuvim fall into the mikvah, it passes the mikvah. Now mayim shuvim means water that was collected by a person. A mikveh has to be made out of rainwater that was not collected in a kli and not held by an adam. That's called running water. Mashenkin, if the water was in a kli and your person held it, or it was gathered together in a kli, that's called mayim shuvim, it passes the mikveh. Well, how much? Just gimel lugim, it passes the mikveh. Now we're saying here, halacha, beer, Sheikher also has this halacha that a poiseless a mikveh b'shleisha lugim. So Drashi Poislas a mikvah, Kishar Mayim Shuvim. His beer also has a locha like Mayim Shuvim. Fred Gemara Maskib Lorav Kana.
Pshita, his avada, what's the chiddush avada kapasul, the mikvah? V'chi ma ben zeh lemeit seva? Why is beer worse than colored water? Colored water also passes the mikveh if it's mayim shuvim with gimelugim. The Tanan, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, meit seva poiskle mesa mikveh b'shloishes lugim. If you have dyed water, meit seva, seva means dye. If you have water that was dyed, and it pashtetzer is talking about the water is mayim shuvim, the water was in the kli, in a keli, and now the water falls into the mikvah. Before you have avoyim soy in the mikvah, if you have gimel lugim of this water falling in, this water passes the mikvah. So b'zayim pshita sheicher, beer should not be worse than dyed water. Like beer is also the ikka water. You have the water and it's fermented with the wheat, whatever you make the beer from, but the ikka is its water. So pshita, since it's mayim shuvim, it passes the mikvah. So Rashi, maskar alkana, ma ben zel meit seva. Upshita the pasul, avadit should pasul. Like, why not? Why is it worse than meit seva? And for the Gemara, Amri hosem amaya de tziva mikri. It is worse. Because by the dyed water, you know what the water is called? The water is called a dyed water, but it has a shame mayim on it. He hosem amaya de tziva mikri. People calls it dyed water. Hocha mashenken ovia shichri ikri. People call it beer. It's not called water at all yet. So maybe since it doesn't have a shem mayim, it doesn't have the psul of mayim shuvim. Kamashmala, no. This is still called enough water. Beer is still called water that it can have a psul of mayim shuvim. So Rashi shichra mikri. V'salka daitecha minach ein olav shem mayim. And the havi minar is maybe beer does not have a shem water. And the yisoy that mayim shuvim pasul, the mikvah, that's only yisoy in mayim. It has to be water. If you have something else, even though it's in a kli, if it doesn't have a shem mayim, the mashal like yayin. If you have wine, even though the wine is in a kli, it's yayin shuvim, if it falls into the mikvah, it doesn't pass the mikvah. Only water passes the mikvah. So I would think that beer is not called water. Kamashmala, no, vayisleis beer also has a shem mayim on it. So the Gemara uvekama mi'arvin, how much beer do you have to use for an erev tchumim? Sav Rav Acha b'redi Rav Yosef, kain midi Rav Yosef l'neimer. He betrayed Revi Shichra. He thought, how much beer do you have to have? Two Revi's of beer. Not so much. Just like we had the shear before by Yayin, it's the same shear by beer, two Revi's of beer. Trashi train Revi Shichra, trade Lugin, the Lug Roivakav. He's two Lugin of beer. Which each lug is a roiva akav, is a revius akav. So that has two revius, it means two lugin. It's more kiddatnan, like we learned in the Gemara on Shabbos. Ha moitzi yayin. If somebody carries out wine on Shabbos, how much wine does he have to carry out to be chayiv midiraisa? What's called the choshev ashir of yayin? Kidei meziga takois. Enough wine that when you put it into the cup, into the kois, after later, when you add water into it, it will be filled up to a regular kais that you could drink. V'tani Allah k'dei mezigas kais yofa. How much of a kais, what size kais do you have to use? A nice size kais. Now, in the Gemara's time, they used to have raw wine. That means it wasn't diluted with water yet. And that's called yayin chai. So you used to put a little bit yayin chai into the kais, and then you would add water into it to make it drinkable, and it would fill up the kais to the top. So how much wine do you need, a little bit of the raw wine, that after you put the water into it, together you have a kais. And what type of a kais? A kais yofa. For the Gemara, my kais yofa, what does it mean, a nice size cup? And the Gemara, kais shavrucha. The size kais you have to use when you bench. For Shas benching, you have a mezumim, you're supposed to use a kais. That kais, the kais shavrucha, that's the sheer how much wine you have to have. Rashi hamoitzi yayin b'shabbos k'dei mezigas kois k'moishenoisni yayin chai. How much raw wine you would put in the kois k'dei limzeg v'mayim in order to be mozeg it later into water. Yeah. V'yomer Rav Nachman Amar Rava Baravua kois shel brocha. How much now this kois that you use b'shabbos benching you make a brocha on? How much yayin has to be in the kois? Sorash shiyehei boy roiva revius. There has to be enough of pure wine or revius of a revius. Kidei, in order, sheimosgenu v'yamada revius. Kidei, that later when you add three parts of water into it, together now you can have revius of lug, which is the shear you have to have your kais. A kais shabrocha that you make kiddush on or you bench on has to at least have a revius of yayin. Now in the Gemara's time, they used to put 1/4 of yayin chai, and then they put 3/4 of water. So how much wine do you have to have? You have to have 1/4 of a lug. Kidei that when you add the water to it, together you can have a revius of a lug, which is the shear for a kais shabrocha. So Drashi roiva revius, roiva lug yayin chai, 1/4 of a lug chai. Yeah. So the Mara ukudarava, like Rava, the Yama Rava, kol chamra, all wines, all raw wine, the loidori ad cha tlas maya, that you don't have 3 portions to it, water, lav chamru, it's not called wine. In other words, if you have 1/4 wine and 3/4 water, that's called good wine. Yeah. So Maru Ketoni Seifa, and here it says in the Seifa, Sidrashi, Ketoni Seifa means the Amoitzi Yain, the Din of Shabbos. It says there that we're talking about how much wine do you have to carry out on Shabbos Lichai Midraisa, or Revius of a Lug. And the Seifa there says, Vishar Kol HaMashkin, what's the shear of all other Mashkin, any other type of a drink, if you carry it out on Shabbos? How much of it do you have to carry out? To be Mechayiv, there it says, V'shar kol ha-mashkin revius. The shears is a revius. Rashi, V'shar kol ha-mashkin oitzosim revius tain a lug. It means a lug. You have to have revius, which is a lug, which is a revius of a calf, which a revius means a lug. V'chol ha-shoifchin, who had in any water that you stam throw out, is also revius. Also a revius of a calf, which is a lug. Now, mi dehosom al-chad. Arbo, just like over here by benching, or kais shabrocha. How much wine do you have to have? Only 1/4 of the kais is raw wine. The rest is water. Al-chad arbo, just 1/4, is hochinami. The same thing for Hilchas Erevin. When you want to leave over some raw wine for an Erev, how much raw wine do you have to leave over for an Erev? Al-chad arbo. It has to be 1/4 of a lug. Kidei that later when you're going to add the water to it, you'll have a lug, which is a revius of a calf. So that's the shear, how much wine you have to have for a revius. And this is the shear for an Erev also. Now, this is the shear for wine. Mashenkein for beer, for shecher, that the Mishnah there in Shabbos says, v'shar kol ha-mashkin, all over mashkin, how much is the shear of Oitzoy Shabbos? A revius. Come to size for beer, you'll have to have a revius of a lug. That's the shear for hoitzor. So, b'zoy, you see, beer has a bigger shear than wine. For wine, it's enough 1/4 of a lug. Mashenkin, for beer, you're going to have a revius. So, Mel, that's the kasha. Why do you say for beer, it's enough to have 2 revius in? You want to say the same shear of wine applies to beer? No. From this Mishnah and Shabbos and Mashmah, not like that. Wine, you need much less. Mashenkein for beer, you'd have to have a full revius for each suda. So b'zoy for 2 sudas, you'd have to have 2 revius in. Look at Rashi, that's the kasha. So Rashi, umid osim b'itzoy Shabbos, bina nachad diyayin, abo de shichro. What you need for wine, you need 4 times as much of beer to be yayin toni roiva revius. By wine, it says 1/4 of a revius. Uvishah kol ha-mashkin toni revius. And although the mashkin, it says the shear is a revius. So the kasher is that if you want to use beer for an Erev, you have to have a bigger shear. You have to have 2 revius in. Not 1/4 of a revius, like you say by Yain, but you have to have 2 revius in of beer. And for the Gemara, for Lahi, no, there's no kasher. I tell you, maybe there's a difference between Erev and Hoitzor. Hosamu debotsa mihocha loy choshe. By the issue of carrying it on Shabbos, less than 2 revius of beer is not choshev. Nobody carries it out. Avol hocho loy av the inch of the shosha kisa v'tzafra v'kisa b'fanya v'samchi olayu. In other words, here by beer, the maisa people just drink 2 revius of beer a day. They drink 1 revius in the morning and 1 revius in the afternoon, and they're satisfied. So Mel is no steerer to this, so it's so a Shabbos you have to have beer that's choshev, that lamaisa has to be much more. Mashenkin, how much you need for Erev is how much people are satisfied with, and they're satisfied with two revisin. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi Ochinam Rashi Gabi Erev. The kasha was Vil Ochinami Gabi Erev Binan Arba. Should have to have four or revisin of beer. And that Rav before said, by wine this year is two revisin. Or bezoi alma beshichra tre lugibinim. Or bezoi by shechra, you should have to have eight times as much as that. You should have to have two lugim. So you have to have a bigger shear by beer. The Teret says no. That Hilchas hoitsoi Shabbos is different. That's telling the Chshivas. But here by Erevin is telling the Messias how much you drink throughout the day or in two siddhas of beer. Like usually you have two siddhas a day. So how much beer do you drink throughout the day? We're saying a normal person drinks two revisin of beer. Trashi, Tishasi kisa shereviyas lug sheikha b'tzafra. He drinks one kais of revias of a lug in the morning. The kisa b'fanya, another kais in the afternoon, the samachalayu. And he's satisfied with this. Therefore, that is the shear of mosin. Shtei sudis, sainach nami. For Erevin, all you have to have is also two revisin of beer, the same shear as yayin. Yeah, the more vita, tomorrow in Bekama, if you want to use dates for an Eruv, how many dates do you have to leave over for the Eruv? Omer Rav Yosef, tomorrow in Bekav. You want to use tomorrow, you have to have at least a kav worth of tomorrow. Like we had the same shear before by apples. Omer Rav Yosef, Minoa Minilo, how do I know this Yisoid, that for tomorrow for dates you have to have a kav? Tetanya, Ochal Gregris, if somebody ate Gregris that's dried out dates, Vishilim tomorrow. And he paid back fresh dates. This is talking about if he ate truma and yeda b'shoydeg or Yisrael that ate truma b'shoydeg, the you have to pay it back and give back peres to the kohen. So if somebody by mistake ate gregris of truma and he paid back tomorrow fresh dates, halacha is tabul of bracha. He gets a bracha like he's giving back more than he ate to the kohen. Is the chur hechidam? What are we talking about? Ilay malafi domim, if you pay back the value of it, that means the ochum and a bezuza. You ate a dollar's worth of dried out dates. Vekom shalom le bezuza. And you're paying him back a dollar's worth of fresh dates. Hezachur might tovel of bracha. What kind of bracha is this? Like you're doing what you're supposed to. Bezuza ochul, you ate a dollar's worth. Bezuza kom shalom, you're paying back a dollar's worth. So there's no chiddush here. El olav lefi mida. No, it means you're paying back the same measurement that you ate. The yochum in a geruya de gregris. You ate a shear, a measurement that's like a pound of dried out dates. The shav yezuzah, it's only worth $1. The komashalam le geruya de tamarim. And you're paying them back a pound of fresh dates. The shav yabo, that's worth $4. Now, katoni tovolo brocha. It says on this watch, you get a brocha for this. So, drashi the komashalim le tamarim hayakorim de gregris. Well, Hashem lo lefi mida el lefi domim, paying him back the more money. His zechura alma, what do you see from here? That tomorrow madifa, that dates are better. Utanan liel gabioni, we learned before by Maiseroni, the goyrin kav gregris. How much of these dry dates do you have to give a noni, at least a kav? V'yom harav harav said lechein leirif. Avizei v'chol shchein tomorrow davadi sagle bochi. Havadi tomorrow should also be enough for this. So that's the Zeraya that you see here. Tomorrow is better than Gregorius. So if Gregorius is enough of a kav for an Erev, Avad and Avad, tomorrow is also enough. A kav should be enough for Erev. Mora says, Alma, tomorrow Madifa. You see here, tomorrow is better. So Mela Avad, tomorrow should be enough with a kav. Omalei Abaye, no. Atayelu Yelam, the Ochum and Emezuza. There's din before of paying back. Meiser is talking about where you ate a dollar's worth of Gregorius. And you're paying also back a dollar's worth of tomorrow. The kasha was then, what do you get a bracha for? You're not giving anything more back to the kohen than you ate the truma. You ate a dollar's worth and you're paying back a dollar's worth. So what are you getting a bracha for? And the Gemara, there's still something, zvini. You ate dried out dates that not too many people are interested in buying it. So even though it's worth a dollar, you're going to have a hard time selling it to get your dollar. But now you're paying him back a fresh, a date, the kofetz alei zvini, that people jump to buy it. So that's a tovel of bracha. But maybe tomorrow might not be better than Gregus. Maybe Gregus is better. So therefore you have no chlorai from here that the shear of an Erev of tomorrow would also be a kav. Maybe only Gregus, which is better, it's enough of a kav. But maybe for tomorrow, maybe they have to have more. So from here you have no raya. The Rashi says, Meho loy tishma the tomorrow madifa, liolam Gregus adifa. Maybe Gregus are better. Ulufi dama mishalom, demesin you pay them back the worth of it. Well, my bracha, so what's the bracha you get? You paid back truma. You didn't pay back more truma. The Torah says, the kofra lay zvini, loichim, ulinin erev binyin tfei mikav. For maestro, it's a truma, it's a svara, you're paying him back something that's better because people will buy it faster. Mashenke the maestro, filchus erevin, maybe tomorrow is not so choshev, maybe I'd have to have more than a kav of tomorrow. Yeah. So tomorrow, shtisa. If you want to use shtisa for an erev, how much of shtisa do you have to leave over? So Rashi, that's maichol shayse mikemach, a type of a food you make from flour, kemach koli, from roasted flour. Shenis yabish betanur, dried out in the tanner. V'noisten dvash to tzorech hatavshel. You put honey inside the tavshel. So how much of this do you have to leave over for an erev? Omer avachar bar Pinchas, trei shagushi. You have to leave over this year. Trei shagushi. Rashi Tarvadin has two ladle spoons full of it, that's what you have to leave over of this shtisa. What about chisoni? If you want use Rashi's kloyas, that's roasted wheat. How much of roasted wheat do you have to leave over for an erev? Amarabaya tre buni de pumpadisa. Two measurements of buni that comes from pumpadisa. Rashi midas. Amarabaya. Omruli ein. Abaya said his mother told him, Hani kisoni. If you eat this kisoni, is that this roasted wheat? Yishno mavi liliba. It's very good for the heart. O mavatli machshavta. Takes away bad machshavas you have. Trashi daigi. You won't worry. If you eat this type of a food, you won't worry too much. The Yomar Abaye said Omer liyein. His mother told him, Hai man di islei chusha liliba. If somebody has a weak heart, is life is a cure for this is laisi bisra diyatma. Let him bring meat from the flanken piece of meat, yamina on the right side, the dichro, from a zohar dikan animal, a male animal. The lights, and let him bring also kavuya, that means Rashi says that's like the tzpiye boka, the junk, the excrement that comes out of the animal, the reuse to the nisan, that the animals that you do in nisan time. That excrement you should bring, advice to mix it together and eat it together, this will be refuah for the heart. Vileka kvuya derusa, let's say you can't find any excrement from the animals that come out of Nisan time, then laisi sugiyina diarvosa, let him bring sugiyana, Rashi says, that means a kismin shal arva, that means twigs that come from arv, take these twigs, vinechvinu, and burn them, make them with the charcoal, vinechal and eat it, Vinishte basra chamru markin. Right after that, take some wine, diluted wine. In other words, wine mizoga, like Rashi says. Chamru markin means yayin mozog. If you eat these things will be refuah for a bad heart. But like we always say, it's not mukhra, these refuah, the help of his man is it. Today we say usually it's nishtana, teva, it's not mukhra, these things will be refuah. Yeah. So that's more weiter. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kol shehu lifton. Any type of a food that's eaten, but teres lift means it's like spices the bread. You eat it with the bread, you eat it with something else. Then the shear is, kadei lechol boy, the shear, how much of this you would eat with your bread. You don't need a shear mozen shtei sudas of this food itself, but how much of this food you would eat with the bread of two sudas, that's how much you need. And there's less of a shear. So Rashi, kadei lechol boy, kol shu lift on anything that comes to a spice, the other food, Shiura kadei lechol boy lufas boy esapas mozen beisudis. In other words, let's say you have butter. So how much butter do you use on the bread when you have two sudis? So kol shu lift anything that comes to eat with the bread is kadei lechol boy. Kol sheino liftin, something you do not eat with bread. You eat it by itself, it's filling by itself. Then kadei lechol haymenu. Then you need the shear of shtei sudis of eating it itself. Both of the two sudas have to be from it itself. Yeah. What about raw meat? That's pshita kadei lechol hemenu. You have to have enough of raw meat that you eat two sudas of it. His raw meat is eaten by itself. Mashenga said Gemara Bosa Tzli. What about roasted meat? Here it's a machlokes. Rabba Omar Kadei Lechol Boy. Rabba says, right, says roasted meat you eat with the bread. You don't eat it by itself. So you need enough of a shear, two sudas that you eat with bread. Rabbi Yosef Omar Kadei Lechol Hemenu. No, you have to have two sudas of the roasted meat. That's called you eat roasted meat by itself. Now Omar Rabbi Yosef Minua Minulo. How do I have my raya that even roasted meat people eat by itself, not with the bread? Therefore, you have to have a mozen shtei sudis of the meat itself. Tahani pasoy, the people in Persia, achli tavaki b'loy nahama. They eat rashi chatichas, pieces of meat, without bread. So since you're in Persian, they eat it, that should be the locher all over. That roasted meat is eaten by itself, not with the bread. Therefore, you need a bigger shear of roasted meat, the shear of mozen shtei sudis. For the Gemara, omalei abaya. What kind of svar that you go bosh to Persia? Since when is Persia the roiv of the oilam? The Khuri should go bosh to each place by itself. For your tanan we learned, big day aniyim laniyim. To shear what's still called the chosh of a beggar that still has a kabbalah's tumor, and only is totally the shear that he would use. That's called shalashat's boys by shalashat's boys. Big day ashirum ashirum. An usher, a richer person, he would not use such a small beggar the size of 3 yitz boys by 3 yitz boys. Vim the shear is shloisha, 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Alba big day ashirum laniyim, but the beggar that belongs to the usher to the aniyim loy, it's not makabo tuma. Rashi claim laniyim to the aniyim loy bina big day ashirum. Noni does not need the shear of a beggar for ashirum. Elakivan latu chazi. Since for this oni he could use this beggar that's only 3 yitz boys by 3 yitz boys, as the basrayi we go after him. Zechur you see you go boss to each person by itself. Is a male hochin ami af a gad le pasoi lav lifton. Even though the persons don't use this for lifton, they don't eat their roasted meat with bread of a kivun l'didan heavy lifton. Since us the normal people do eat the roasted meat with bread, niski b'shir zutel. Chur should be enough to have enough roasted meat a shir that we would eat with the bread. So it's less of a shir. You don't have to have a mozen shtei sudas of roasted meat by itself. Now, how much roasted meat you would eat in the middle of a meal that you want to be eating bread? That should be enough for a mozen. That should be enough for erev. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, just to know that it says that bosa chai has aloha that you eat it by itself. About it doesn't mean mamish raw meat. Mamish raw meat not edible. Just means the meat is not cooked completely. It's not 100% completely. Whereas if the meat is 100% cooked, then it's considered like tzli would have the same aloha that we hold. You just have to need enough food as if you eat it along with the bread. In other words, there's only a meat that's not cooked so well is called bosa chai. But any time the meat is cooked 100%, then it is like bosa tzli, that you only have to have enough meat that you would eat with bread to make up a mozen of two sudas. You're holding daf lamed omer aleph. Just last gemara on the bottom line of Chuktes Mabez. Again, the kasha was, omalei abayu pasoi heberuba di alma. Why do you go bosa the Persians that they don't eat their meat with bread? Are they the Ruba the Alma? But your Tanan, I'll bring your Raya. We don't say you go boss to just one place. You go boss every place the way they do it. Your Tanan, big day aniyim laniyim. What's the shear of a beggar, the smallest shear that's still makabel tuma, and only has his shear of 3 yitz boys by 3 yitz boys? Big day ashirim lashirim. On Nashir, he doesn't use such a small beggar. So a beggar that has 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, that's still usable by an osher. That's the shear that's mekabel tuma by an osher. Now Tosis, the bottom Tosis here says that what type of tuma we're talking about? We're talking about dafke tumas medrash. That's a yesh chilek ben liyam li ashirim. But other type of tumas Tosis sheet there is, there is no nafke mina between noni and an osher. Now but tumas meis ain chilek. Right, that's Tosis sheet. But I call upon again to tumas medrash is a chilek. That an oni, a poor person that uses even a small beggar the size of 3 yitz boys by 3 yitz boys, is called the beggar to makabel tuma. And for an osher, you need a bigger shear of gimel tvachim and gimel tvachim.